This is Zach Hack, and this is Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Hey, Scott, welcome aboard. It's really great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about authentication. Scott, welcome aboard. What are some common types of authentication?
Well, when we think about it, when we get onto, let's just say, our smartphone, for example, we might enter an actual PIN code so it verifies who we are. We're authenticating, yes, this is me, this is Scott Schober. Or it could be that we look at it and it's actually a face recognition verifies that, yes, it is actually me. So I think that's really important that we use additional layers of security, especially smartphones, laptops, tablets. Don't just have it so you turn it on and you get to work. Because if a cyber criminal ever gets that into their hands, they can instantly get on and have access to all your information, your personal information. So again, just like we lock our front door, just like we have a, you know, maybe a combination lock for a safe or something like that, we need to have something to keep people out of our devices.
What do you think is the most effective authentication, though?
Again, there's a lot of different types, and I think it depends on what device you're using. So for years, for example, Apple iPhones, the fingerprint recognition was a very effective way to authenticate, to say, yes, this is Scott, unlock my phone. But more and more, we see things are improving. Now authentication, beyond just the biometrics of maybe our finger, facial recognition, I think, has really come a long way. And if you look at faces, it measures the contours, the depth, the color, has the ability to even determine it's us if we have a mask on or glasses on or off. So I think they've made great strides with facial recognition to becoming one of the best. Where I think there's a lack is maybe some of the voice recognition. And we're all familiar with Alexa and Siri and other things. You may say something to call somebody and it calls the wrong person because it can't recognize our voice. It's not as good, in my opinion, there. But it's coming along and they're making great strides in authentication.
Now, with authentication, there's the upside, you're secure, you're safer, but there has to be a downside. What is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think about this. Say I authenticate something with my fingerprint. Now, what if the digital representation, the ones and zeros of what my fingerprint is compromised? That is not good because now somebody suddenly can authenticate me by duplicating the representation of what my finger is. Very scary. And that's why we got to be careful to make sure that any information that's associated to authentication is properly encrypted and properly stored so it doesn't get out into the wrong hands. You only have 10 fingers, then it's it, then we're in trouble.
Cyber Safety, we're talking about authentication. Scott, thank you very much for all your details and your knowledge and your information.
You got it, thank you.
This is Zach Hack, Cybercrime Radio. Thanks a lot for listening to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober. Scott is the author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrimes. You can listen to previous segments on Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.